وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You're watching the mailbox. I'm Yusuf Estes. We've got an email here. Yeah, one of our Muslim sisters is asking us about her boyfriend. She said, my parents won't let me get married to my boyfriend because he's an Arab and I'm a Paki. I guess she means from Pakistan. Now, in Islam, as you know, boyfriend-girlfriend relationships are not something that are really encouraged. And I hope she means by that a friend that she knows who is a boy and they're just acquaintances. And I'm sure that that's the case here. In any case, the parents have a legitimate right on this young lady regardless of what the ethnicity is. If the parents say they don't want her to marry a certain boy or they would like her to marry someone else, she should at least take this into serious consideration for the simple fact that her parents really do love her, care about her, and they want the best for her. They also know how the families will be able to cooperate together after the marriage. Because you have to remember that when you get married to somebody, you're not just marrying the person, you're marrying their whole entire family. You'll have a relationship now with the husband and also his family. He'll have a relationship now with the wife and also her family. So it's something a little bit bigger to look at here, not just your desires or, you know, personal feelings, emotions toward one person. After you get married, this is when you begin to think about these things and you'll say, oh, I didn't realize the problems that would come out of this. Also, the thing about the children and how they're brought up. So it may not just be the fact that somebody's an Arab or somebody's from Pakistan. There may be other things that are here that you need to explore. I would highly recommend for you to go to other members of your family as well and sit together and ask them and get some understanding. And at the same time, you could ask the young man to do the same thing with his family. And then the families could begin to meet each other and talk about this thing. And then if something could be worked out, fine and good. But if the families, both sides, are saying they don't really like this idea, then where would the grandchildren be in the future? Those are some of the things to think about. This is something to make istikhara about and ask Allah to really guide you. But remember, your parents have a very big right on you. And you don't want to forget about that. And related to the same thing, there's another one that comes up here. It's asking about, can I get married to anybody I want, or are there any limits in Islam? Yes, you can get married if you're a brother or a sister to any other Muslim. But the brothers, they can get married from the Jews and the Christians as well as Muslims. But even this has limitations. Even from the Jews and Christians, they have to be believers in their book, and they must not be involved in adultery at all. So those are some of the things about that. But go to our website, theislamnewsroom.com, and type in the keywords and you'll get more. Well, that's the mailbox for now. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.